Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey. What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad I'm here. It is Thursday, March 2nd. If you're up nice and early with me, it's morning drive time, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM is where you can hear me. That's the home of legendary music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. Or afternoon drive time, if you're still in your car. That would be 9:20 a.m., where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we're together, you'll be the smartest person in the room, because I fill the hour with the Joey English Daily Datebook. I fill it with community events, mystery songs, great interviews, great giveaways, the Joey English Desert Datebook, and great music at the end of the hour, if there's time, we play my music because we have to. After all of that, we post everything on my website, Facebook page, play the podcast. Sit back and relax. I will drive. Have you got the routine down? Where's your day timer?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, March 2nd is National Old Stuff Day. I hear you. UCR Palm Desert presents a free lecture, one of their series, Wild Coachella. It's wildlife-friendly habitat at home, how you can kind of create something on your own property. It's today at 6 p.m. at UCR in Palm Desert. Go to ucr.edu. The Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Screwball Sundays with classic comedies every Sunday, March 5th through June 18th at 3 p.m. They're on Baristo Road. Go to psculturalcenter.org. Animal Samaritans needs donations for their life-saving programs. And they mean the animals, of course. We've done pretty well with our animals in the Coachella Valley. Let's do better. They need the help now, online or in person. AnimalSamaritans.org. And Wink Martindale usually presents his award-winning History of Rock and Roll today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. All things Wink can be found at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, it's a very special edition of the Joey English Talk of the Stars segment. Usually it's one person, but we're very blessed today. We've got two, although they have the same name. So we'll work it out together, you and me. I'll put plenty of pictures up on joeyenglish.com so you can tell them apart. But we'll start by saying hello to Michael Alden.
Hello.
Hello. See? Uh-huh. And then we'll say hello to Michael Koth.
Yes. Hello.
Did I say it right?
It's Koth, but Koth. Close enough.
Koth. How can I spell that?
It's K-O-T-H.
That's how you spelled it, but how can I spell it where I'll pronounce it right? How's that? K-O-Koth.
Yeah.
Koth. What does that rhyme with?
It's sort of Kuth, but not.
You guys, these people are no help. Okay, start us off, Michael Alden. Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Pasadena, California.
A Californian, a rare breed.
A rare breed, and I made it all the way to age 35 before I relocated to New York. And I did the COVID pivot 2 years ago and found myself in Palm Springs, California, and couldn't be happier.
And what kind of education?
Little.
All the way? Very little, a lot?
Very little. Very little.
And in your chosen profession, did you educate yourself in entertainment?
Yes. Or I was educated. But no, absolutely. I mean, I wanted from the very start to act. I really did see myself.
To act,
yes,
okay.
I saw myself as the next Dick Van Dyke. That's where I was headed.
Oh, he's dear.
And back in the day, when I was in nursery school, it wouldn't be unusual for men with gray felt hats and suits to come in and take pictures of the little boys and girls. And if the talent agents thought that you had talent in your eyes, your parents would get a little postcard. My parents got a postcard.
Oh, my stars.
Yes, and I was limoed off to the television studio in downtown L.A., and I was told that if I did everything that the directors asked me to do, I could meet Lassie.
Were you scared?
I was scared and excited because, you know, I watched Lassie every week,
yes.
And it was explained to me that I was going to be auditioning for the next Timmy. So I did everything that they told me to do, jumping jacks and sit-ups and dancing and singing and whatever they said to do, and the next day I was taken away from my mother and put on a golf cart. and I was taken over to a big sound stage, and they opened it up, and there was the set for Timmy and Lassie.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was a kind of serious kid, so I looked up at this lady that was driving me. I said, "You're a liar."
You did not.
I said, "This is a fake set. This isn't a real set. Lassie can't live here."
And a problem child.
She said, "Well, it's a practice set. You know, we don't want you to get hurt on the real farm." So I said, I bought that, and I went in, and I did what I was told to do there. And then they brought the dog in. Now, no one had ever asked if I'd been with the dog before. Uh-huh. I'm now without my mother.
How old are you?
I'm 3 and a half.
Oh, my stars.
The dog's on all fours taller than me.
Yes.
And I had only seen Lassie on a 12-inch television set in 1959. So he was much bigger, or she, actually.
Well, actually, it was a he.
It was a he. And the trainer asked him to bark, and I started screaming. And
oh.
That was the end of my in front of the camera career.
Yes, didn't get the part.
No, it's gone.
So what after three, what?
I know, it was downhill after that. No, I mean, I continued on into my early 20s, and it wasn't meant to be. My next door neighbor, I lived up in the Hollywood Hills, and I was hawking frozen quiche. As one does. It was a 3.5-inch high crusted quiche, so it was known as real men quiche.
Yes, thank you.
With all the meat you could possibly imagine. I called it a heart attack unclute. And he said, "You're very, very organized." And I said, "Well, thank you." And he said, "We need an inventory person at our movie studio." And I said, "I'm sorry, I'm an actor. I can't be known as crew." And he goes, "Well, look, if you get the job, don't tell anybody, and no one will know you're here." So I went in for the interview, which I was not qualified at all to get the job. And during the interview, there was a fight that started out in the hallway.
Oh, my.
Two Israeli editors throwing equipment that I couldn't name at each other. And the manager of the department said, "Well, I really can't hire you to inventory things you don't understand, but I always ask the same final question, which is, if you did get a job here, what's the first thing that you would do?" And I pointed to the hallway and I said, "I'd make that stop." And I got hired. And that was the beginning of my 7-year education in post-production.
Now,
producing.
How old were you?
I was 28.
28. So now you're in post-production.
For the term of time I was in the studio.
Right.
And
still not acting.
Well, I was acting like a post-production supervisor,
that's true.
And I thought I did quite well. I was there 7 years. And when they closed my department, I got a call from New York to do post-production independently. And I worked for Canon Films. It was an Israeli-owned company. It was famous for Chuck Norris and Charlie Bronson movies and for giving European directors their first shot or bringing directors that hadn't worked in a while back. And we were allowed to be in any room at any time. So it was really exciting. And so I got offered this job to go to New York, and I said, "Why are you calling me?" And they said, "Well, you're only one of two independent post-production supervisors," which I did not know.
My goodness.
I was suppressed for 7 years under the thumb of the Israeli owners. And I said, "I am." And they said, "You are." And the other guy's busy. And I went to New York for 3 months, and then I was there for 30 years.
Okay, Joey Pals, that's the childhood at a glance of Michael Alden. Okay, Michael, you say it.
Koth.
Koth. Where were you born?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Yay! I lived there for a long time.
Oh, did you? Okay. It's a great place to be from.
Great sports town.
Yes.
And?
Once I woke up and realized where I was, I left. And even though how great it was, I remember sitting under my mother's ironing board. I must have been 3-4 years old,
right,
watching television in black and white, of course, yes, and saw a commercial or a TV show that had California on. And I knew in that moment, I told her that that's where I was going to be. And so as soon as I graduated high school, I did a...
In Detroit,
I did a brief stint in college for about a minute at that point in time and left. My personal discovery was a little more vital than what was happening in my external world. And so I came to California and got a job at Studio One almost right away. So I moved here in 1976 and started at Studio then. So
what'd you do at Studio One?
I was the one of the bartenders there. So
I'm so proud. Now tell me about your parents. What did they think about your journey? Were they still in Detroit?
Yes, they were still in Detroit. I have a very close relationship with my parents, although at that time it was a little strained because of my sexuality, right? And this was a whole different era. It was, you know, a very suppressive time period, and
especially in Detroit.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot there, and that's why I say it the way that I do.
They know what Studio One was?
They did, actually, ultimately. No, it was kind of hard not to in some ways because of what it was in and of itself, right? Even though they might have been a little recluse in Detroit, we still had a reasonably open relationship at that time. So,
do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one of each. I'm the oldest. I have a sister that's 3 years younger and a younger brother who's 7 years younger than I.
So did they believe in what you wanted to do and in coming to sinful Hollywood and California?
Well, my dad was in the Navy. I was conceived in Long Beach, so they were not unfamiliar with California, so I guess maybe that was a link for them. You mentioned what I wanted to do. I never knew what I really wanted to do. You know, other little.
Do you yet?
No, I'm, when I grow up, you know, I'm soon to be 66 years old, and it's like, I'll figure that out when I grow up. So
that's funny. What was it like having a dad in the military and being gay?
You know, I've
seen these movies, you know.
Yeah, well,
The Great Santini and all that.
It was, you know, and toss in being raised religious and, you know, that kind of thing. It was pretty disruptive at that time.
I'm sorry.
You know, it was reflective of the times. I'm happy to say that you know, throughout our lifetime, it was very much a healing process. But one of the motivations for me leaving was for that. You know, there was no room for me to become who I wanted to become. And as a result of that, I left, you know.
But that would happen devoid of your sexuality. It could have been whatever you wanted to become.
It's true.
Your parents.
Yeah, it's true. It's
kind of kick you out of the nest. I kicked mine out and all three of them went military.
Oh, did they?
Trevor's a fighter pilot in the Air Force. My daughter was an officer in the Marine Corps, and my baby did the Army thing. What I did for my country. went into labor. Okay, Joey pals, we've had our first segment. We've met Michael Alden and Michael
Koth.
I'll get it by the time we're through. I'm going to rhyme it with coat. Rhyme it with coat and say Koth.
Perfect.
Is there that better? Go. Okay.
Yeah, that was
Michael
perfect.
Koth. Is that German?
Yes.
Yes, of course it is. And we've talked about how they got their start on Earth, and was there any sign of what was to come? After our commercial break, we're going to come back and talk about their careers, and we'll get into a little bit of Studio One Forever. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.